Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. You know, just in case you were thinking that the nightmare we've lived through for 2 years is coming to an end quietly and that those who have driven it are just blithely accepting the fact that it's over, think again. I refer you to an article I read entitled "Anti-Vaxxers Must Be Stopped to Protect the Rule of Law," says Stephen Pollard. Who is Stephen Pollard? I'm going to talk about the article, but Stephen Pollard, of course, is a guy who started off life as a researcher for a Labour MP. He worked for the Fabian Society. Alert, alert, Fabian Society, you say, David? Yes, Fabian Society. And then he went on to become some kind of free market or alleged free marketeer and whatnot. So Pollard writes for this, he's written for The Spectator, he writes for The Daily Express. He's a guy, actually, this amuses me. He believes, apparently, the state has no business running schools or hospitals. Oh, really? Let's talk about his article. He says, there have been fewer, more depressing interventions of late than the British Medical Association, the Royal College of Nursing, and the Royal College of GPs demanding a delay to the deadline for NH staff to be vaccinated. Yeah. Really? So so Stephen's upset about this, is he? He says, they of all people know the importance of vaccination and the lies behind the anti-vaxxer movement's claims. The virus is far from beaten and vaccination is as vital as ever, especially for those who have regular contact with patients. Right, Stephen, let's start with that, shall we? So first of all, this notion that there are the lies behind the anti-vaxxer movement claims. But Stephen, I remember you vaxxers claiming back in December 2020, January 2021, that the new jabs were going to give us 94 to 97% efficacy from getting or transmitting the disease. Do you remember you said that, Stephen? Remember you guys told us that? And then it turned out to be complete nonsense. Yeah, remember that? And then remember you said, don't worry about it. The second jab's going to save the day. Yeah, you told us that. And then it turned out it didn't save because of the deadly Omicron, which is like essentially the common cold. So then it's, you got to get your booster. You got to get your booster to save the day. Right. Okay. And then, well, we know where this one's going, don't we? So this notion that he says the virus is far from beaten and vaccination is as vital as ever. But Stephen, the vaccinations have been proven to neither stop people getting it nor to stop them transmitting it. So if people who have been vaccinated are as likely to spread the vaccine as those who are unvaccinated, please explain your demand that everyone in the NHS has to get it. He goes on to say, their demand for a delay, though these are the Royal Colleges, came a few days after a video was released on social media of half a dozen anti-vaxxers standing in a vaccination centre and arguing with the police. Well, why shouldn't they? It's a free country, isn't it? Oh, no, it's not. That's right, Stephen Pollard. He says, it's easy to laugh at such clips. In this scene, the people look like they've come straight from the central casting as harmless British eccentrics. Really, Stephen? He's a bit racist, maybe? Most of them stand silently whilst their gobby leader shouts drivel at an astonishingly patient police sergeant, citing fictitious laws which they claim give them powers as citizen constables. Or Stephen doesn't believe in the common law. He goes on to quote the Centre for Countering Digital Hate. I'm sure, folks, if you just Google Centre for Countering Digital Hate, which is the epicentre for the Centre for Promoting Intolerance of People That They Don't Like. The Centre for Countering Digital Hate was partly behind those responsible for removing me from Twitter. So you'll pardon me, Stephen Pollard, if I don't instantly kowtow to the assertions from the Centre for Countering Digital Hate. Apparently, 6 million people follow UK accounts on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter pushing anti-vaxxer propaganda and conspiracy theories. And what starts on social media does not stay there. He says, most obviously, this is Stevens getting really annoyed now. He says, there are millions who are refusing to be vaccinated. That's you listening to this. You, Stephen sees you. Worse, for a hardcore, it's not enough merely to refuse to be vaccinated. With every passing day, some anti-vaxxers are becoming bolder and more intimidating, threatening, and inciting violence. And he goes on to make other allegations about GP surgeries and so on and so forth. I'd like to see all the evidence of that. So let's cut to the chase with what Stephen thinks. So far, he says, the police and courts have treated those people with kid gloves, the occasional arrest, some convictions for breaches of the peace, but only paltry sentences such as a small fine. This is now untenable. That's right, Stephen. Let's hunt down the anti-vaxxers. Wouldn't you agree, Stephen? Let's bring them to justice for daring to suggest that you have got such a thing called bodily autonomy. Oh, but that's right. We do have a thing called bodily autonomy. So, Stephen Pollard, what is your problem with people exercising their right to their bodily autonomy and for the same people suggesting that others may seek to research in order to come to their own conclusions as to whether or not they take an experimental gene therapy? You know, Stephen Pollard fits in with all the rest of these establishment hacks who have been wheeled out for over a year to run these hit pieces on the so-called anti-vaxxer movement. The so-called anti-vaxxer movement, even the terminology anti-vaxxer is, as you know, it's designed, carefully designed to demonize the people who may not wish to take experimental gene therapies. To call them anti-vaxxer is, of course, pejorative, but they know that. They know that when they design the term. Although I have to say, put my hand up and say, hey, David, are you anti-vaccine? Yeah. Why are you anti-vaccine? Because I don't trust anything coming out of big pharmacy and government anymore. Why is that? As exhibit one, I point you to the last 2 years. If you, at this point, believe that government is doing its very best for you, and if you, at this point, believe that big pharmacy is really working in your interests, then you're probably stupid enough to believe the sort of tripe that Stephen Pollard serves up on a regular basis in the Daily Express. Thank you so much for listening.